views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Boy, do we have a show for you today. I'm telling you, these half-hour special privates have brought in so much discernment and shift and information. I'm like busting. If you think you're going to want to talk to the channel, please press 1 now so Stephen can get your name up on the board for me. So much to talk about. If you're just joining us, know that this community is an amazing community where we channel and bring in the highest new information, new understanding, new expansion about the creation of energy and the creation of our lives. If you've been looking for a place, you found it. So jump in here, you'll catch up, you'll get it. I want to start right away with the information that the channel, and basically the message is bring God back in. Now, you know, we talk about energy, we talk about the creative force, we use the word God. We don't overuse the word God. And our definition of God is different than the man up in the sky that most of us were raised with. And I urge all of you to read the e-blast that will come out tomorrow because it goes into a lot more depth of how I got to this and how they gave it to me than I can on the show today. But basically, we had to kind of refocus our energy on knowing that we had to be an active participant in our own creation, that we were given the power to choose, we were given the power to focus, we were given the power to feel around everything that we want, and we were not taking responsibility for that. We were going, okay, I'm waiting for God to tell me what to do. Now, in doing that, we have sort of inadvertently left God behind or forgotten its biggest, we've forgotten that it is the force that we create with. So we're in partnership, and I'm going to use the term with the creative force. You can call it divine love. You can call it God. I'm going to call it the creative force because it is the force of creation itself. And we're in partnership with it. Our power comes from this partnership. So it's not I do it all or God does it all, but we do it all. So there are two core beliefs that we're creating our abandonment of ourselves through this disassociation with the creative force. One was God is all powerful, so I don't need to show up for me. And when I am powerful, God doesn't need to show up for me. And more importantly, what we were taught is you can't be powerful or God won't show up for you because he doesn't like that. So the creative force, God, divine love, has created all of our favorite things, and that's literally the song they gave me, some of my favorite things. So somebody had an idea of dog. And through that idea of dog, the creative force came in and said, okay, let's create a dog together. Somebody had an idea of the Berlin Wall coming down. That started the creative force going, okay, I'll help create that. And then more people become aware of it. And then we hit the 100th monkey or the majority of energy. And then it shifts. So if we are not aligned with our partnership with this amazing creative force, it helps create exhaustion because there is a part of us fighting against another part of us, since we are, because everything is, God. So we end up being God, fighting against God, because we're not allowing God, the creative force, to come in and help the God of us that's making the choice. And it was so interesting, you guys, that the terms that were given in one of the private sessions this week was walk into the light. And then as the universe works, if you're conscious, then somebody was asking me to look at something on their face, and I said, well, you have to come into the light so I can see it. And then we went to a movie, and somebody used similar words about walking into the light in a completely different context, right? So that's how the universe talks to you. When you are onto a new and important idea, or they want you to, or it wants you to, meaning you want you to, focus on the next expansion. So walking into the light means using our power of choice and then allowing the power of the creative force to work with you on your behalf. So I know we don't do this very often, but I'm going to take you through a quick little meditation of which I have not been given yet. So I'm going to literally channel this. So everybody just take a breath, put your pencils down, close your eyes, go into, drop into your heart center, and yes, you know where that is. Open your heart. Direct your hearts to open, God. There we go. Okay. Because remember, a lot of times we feel like it is, and it isn't really. So we direct our heart centers to open and feel the creative force. Feel the force that is creation itself. Feel the force that created rainbows and kitty cats and doggies. Feel the creative force that created beautiful flowers. Feel the creative force that has allowed you to experience love in your life. And now feel into the magnificence of you, because you said, show me that. You said, let's create a dog. You said, let's look at and create and appreciate an amazing rainbow in the sky and feel the power that you have working together with the force that creates everything and the force that is you, which chooses the everything to direct the force with. Feel into the most amazing experience of love that you have ever had. And that is partnership with the creative force, with God. So we are claiming in this moment now that we walk into the light, that we let God back in, that we know we are in partnership with the creative force, and it is a magnificent partnership of creation. And so it is. So let's direct our hearts to be open to the trust and wonderment of that which creates everything. And, you know, they want to point out to us that the Bible is, you know, people taught in stories back then. Most people couldn't read, and information and teaching was passed down through stories. So most of the Bible are metaphors taught in stories. And when I was working myself through all this week, I realized that I had to learn to make the jump, that it was a lot easier to love something that looked like a person because I could identify with that than this force that is everywhere and omniscient and omnipotent, right? But didn't have any form. But once I made that leap, now I can tap into that wonderment all the time. So it's not so much that God said, let there be light. The more accurate statement is, God was the light and told himself what to be in three-dimensional form. So it was the first energy that directed itself into what it wanted to become. And since we're made in that image, we understand how much we have to participate in. And so it is. For me, this is some of the most important information that I've brought forth to you in a long time. I probably could say that every week from the channel. But okay, everybody, I want you to join me Wednesday, 7 to 9, for Train the Brain for 2016 Success. I love Dana Wild. I love this lady. And I cannot believe not only has she given us some downloads for you to bring into the webinar and work with, but she, you know, we don't usually do gifts on the webinars, but she really wants to give you this complete training on how to work with your brain that she's developed. It's like a free 6-hour training, you guys. She really walks her talk. She sent me a thing over the holidays about a girl and her invention and how much she thought it was in alignment with Bupalapalu. And I researched it and loved it and donated to it. And, you know, she's just the real deal, and she's fun. You are going to have so much bloody fun on this webinar. So listen, I don't know what's going on with my website, but you need to go to the store. Go to imdwallace.com. Click on the store, scroll all the way down to upcoming webinars, and it's Train the Brain for 2016 Success. That's where you sign up. Guys, please, I'm asking you, please don't wait till the last minute, because inevitably, I've got 10 people that sign up in the last 5 minutes. I'm not going to be have time to get you the downloads, which is going to make this more powerful for you if you have those. So Wednesday, 7 to 9, come have some fun with us. Oh, my God, you're going to love this lady. Just love her. And the update about BUPA, they're going out every day. The new shipment is coming in. The nonprofit is up. I shared with you we got a beautiful donation, and bears are going out through the nonprofit tax-deductible donation site to three different places now. Thank you, those of you that have suggested places to make donations to. I appreciate your participation, because the more love we send out, the more love we get back. You better believe it, baby. And we're going to go to the calls. I want everybody to stop for a moment and say and claim and direct that for the rest of the show, we get what we want, what we need, with the highest discernment possible, and that in this moment right now, our open hearts are connected and merged with our entire brain. And here we go, and so it is. We're going to start with Selena in San Diego. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hey, how are you doing?
So good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. What can we help you with?
So I've never called in this before, so I'm not completely sure how y'all operate, but I just have some questions as far as a block with, I'm trying to do a lot of inner work right now with many areas of my life, but one that I'm really struggling with is someone at my work who is constantly mirroring me and my own struggles. And once I think I get bottom to the core issue, I still struggle with it. And whenever they treat me worse, it's like it starts all over.
Well,
I'm like,
sure.
I'm just not the
okay.
Good to it.
So I have your answer, darling. And let me just say, since you're a virgin caller, and we love virgin callers, Selena. Laugh. Come on. Laugh with me, because this is not, you know, creation's got to be fun. So the more it's up for you, and all our work goes back to you. You've got to shift you. When you shift you, that coworker will shift, right? So
yeah.
There's a part of you that's really going, come on, woman, you got to get this. What is it? And we're going right to a core belief, which are on my sheets that I work with. Here. 32. Okay. And these are the highest and most correct words. All right, this is the core belief. Now, let me explain again to everybody. If you have a belief, you have to make that belief a reality somehow in your life. It looks like your life happens and then you create a belief, but the belief happens first and then you create your life around that belief. And the belief that it is when I am loved, I am depressed.
Yeah.
So that's kind of an enigma there. That means the more I love myself, the more I love God and the one energy to love me, the more I allow myself to be loved in the world, the more depressed I get. And this goes back to your mom, as far back as around 3 years old. Can you talk about your relationship with your mom when you were little?
At that age, I guess, I don't know, if it was anything related to her, then maybe it's because more care was given to another sibling at that age with her. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yep. Okay, so when I'm loved, the attention's taken away from me. When I'm loved, I feel left out. I feel judged. Those are all the things that children put together feeling-wise, because we don't really have enough language and understanding. And so, again, you want to all see what's running you. Go back and look at your childhoods from 7 back to conception. What was going on in your family? So let me ask you this, Selena. When you really love yourself, what does that feel like to you?
It feels good in the sense that I feel at peace. I mean, I don't have to seek any validation outside myself. There aren't any needs that anyone else can, you know, meet for me, because I'm already meeting them myself. Because that's what it all comes down to, is the self-love. It's just,
that's
for
right.
some reason, I start it and then I break the cycle.
Well, that's because you're fighting this belief. Because you know what loving yourself feels like, and yet you're not loving yourself and allowing this coworker to take it away from you and put you into reaction.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's really around walking your talk. And whenever you feel like that comes up, actually, you need to start in the morning and direct your day. So what's the opposite of being depressed for you?
Happy.
Okay. So when I'm loved, I'm happy and I'm peaceful. They want to add peaceful. When I'm loved, I'm happy and I'm peaceful. And you get up every day and you go, in this day-to-day, my intention is to feel happy and peaceful and loved from everybody. And when you see that coworker, you go, my intention is to hold myself in happiness and peacefulness and experience love with them. Because then you're doing it with yourself, and then there's no one for the, see, they're walking into that office going, oh, there's somebody who resonates with what I need to learn, too.
Yeah.
Okay?
So even whenever they act like a complete jerk to me and I hold that attention, intention, that will cause...
You watch it turn around. You watch.
Okay. Okay, that would be good to see.
We shift us, and the world shifts around us. And, you know, they're saying, because what you're going to do now is go in and expect it the first 5 minutes, and that could happen, but it also could take up to 4 weeks to turn that energy around with that person. You're not responsible for any of that. You don't get locked into the expectation of anything. For your sake, you hold yourself in that vibration because then you get to stay there.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true. Thank you so much.
You
appreciate it.
You bet. That was a great start and a reminder to everybody in the show. And welcome. We're so happy to have you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to Jeannie in Utah.
That
hi, babe, you're on.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Hey, that was wonderful. That was so good to hear again.
Good. Thank you.
I am calling because along the same lines, when you have a lot of people around you that are mirroring back what's going on that isn't what you want, and you're trying so hard to go forward, you got the idea, but it just feels like your feet are in mud.
Well, you know, guys, that's you fighting you. That's the part of you where one part is going, you know, they're jerks and I want to get back at them. And the other part of you going, no, you know, that's not what it is. It's about holding yourself in love. And those, and that's exemplary of what I was talking about the first of the hour, about us not using the creative force.
Okay. I have an almost 18-year-old son who's been very depressed and for many years, and so now he's getting help, but it just gnaws at you. And maybe this is too much of a divergent thing.
No, it's not. Why does it gnaw at you?
Because I can't make him do it. I can't make him do
it. Yeah, whoa. Just stop there. You can't fix him. Is it your job to fix him and save
him? I'm his mother.
Exactly. You're his mother. Your job, go back and read some of Khalil Gibran. Your job was to bring him in. His job was to choose who he wanted to come in to so he could learn the lessons of unconditional love. I love you whether you're depressed or not, honey. And I will support you and I will help you, but I'm damn sure not responsible for the creation of you other than bringing you into this world. Now, they want to go to the first sheet, 1 through 5. Yeah. Well, 1 through 5 is the cocktail. And number 3 says, I am the frequency, right? I am the electrical charge. I am the charge that creates my life. And the same is true for him. So, okay. What you're bringing in is direct, You see, you're very, very focused on his depression and what he's not doing for himself. So, again, what's the opposite of depression? Because there's a theme going here already on the show. What's the opposite of depression? Joy. Okay. The more you claim joy for him, the more you see joy for him, the more you ask on his behalf for the creative force to come in and work with him to create joy, the more that's when you're really doing the best as a mother. Worrying, you know, and that great parenting seminar that we had, they said worry is the biggest sin you can create against your children and against yourself and against the world. Because worry just focuses us on what we don't want. But it's hard for us to move back into joy and seeing joy and asking for joy when our whole focus is I'm depressed and I feel guilty and I have to do something and I'm on the treadmill and oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I have to help him. Can you feel the difference?
Very much so.
Okay. So we're taught to go into the drama, baby. We're taught to do that. But that's not where creation happens. We close our hearts. We don't involve the creative force. And we focus on what we don't want. And that's only going to give you more of what you don't want.
Wow.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so be tough love with yourself.
What did you just say?
Be tough love with yourself. And let him know, you know, I'm here for you, I'm here to support you, and you have to take part in this. You have responsibility for your own life. You're powerful. I'll help you, but I can't do it for you. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Much love, honey.
Thank you. You too.
Interesting show here about love and depression. Patty in Santa Monica, you're on.
That's so funny. I want to tell you that the bear is great for adults too.
Because I squeeze
it every day, and it says, I love my body, and I'm like, and I felt it come through my body. I was like, so it's good for adults, too.
Absolutely. I say it's great for your child or the child within anyone. Because it brings you back into balance, and it reminds you, you know, of where to shift your energy. I use it all the time, too, Patty. And I'm getting emails from people who are buying it for their significant others. It's great for Valentine's Day, too. So I've got to figure out how to get a little campaign out about that. So how are you?
I'm good. I actually bought this bear, and I wanted to give it to my nephew, who is Jeannie's, the previous caller, my nephew.
Oh.
Would that be great for him? I thought I wanted to see if he would like it first, you know. So.
You know, that's a great question. Jeannie's still on. It would be a great gift for him if he would let it in. But when I say he'll let it in right now, I get a no. So we're supposed to know why, obviously, since you followed up on this call. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
Pretty Woman.
Okay, and they gave me the word chemical. well, Pretty Woman is all about loving yourself enough to redefine who you are. So we're all coming together on behalf of this young man and
Michael,
on behalf of all the energy within the creative force. And we are directing the chemical, union. Good grief. The chemical union of cells and atoms to come together in the decision that they love themselves enough to work with the creative force. Wow. Highest, most correct, most complete. Somebody, you know, I'm in the channel. Somebody write those down and email them to me, please. So we just directed the chemical union of cells and atoms to come together to love themselves enough to unite with the creative force and allow the creative force to create the desires of their heart. That's the highest understanding. Yes. Okay.
Wow.
Great. So I'm.
Okay.
Yeah, it is perfect. Around everything that I brought in the first of the hour, it's perfect also. Okay. Anything else? No. Okay. So see, now I get he could benefit from this, but he won't do it in front of anybody because he'll feel stupid.
Right.
Right.
Well, yes, and it's interesting that everything that you just said activated why I'm calling in. It stirred up this feeling in my upper chest, and it goes into my throat, and it feels like an elephant is sitting on me.
Again, they're saying that's us fighting this union with the creative force. Guys, and this is what we have got to trust it again. Do you understand? Because of all our false teachings and false perspectives that we put together and mankind put out against mankind, we are out of trust with the creative force. And if we're out of trust with the creative force, we are not directing and choosing it and then trusting it so that we can be in partnership with it. When you're in partnership with it, you trust that your partner is going to love and do the very best for you and help you create what you're in partnership with them about. You can't see the creative force. You can't question them, blah, 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 blah. But you got to trust it.
Okay.
I mean, the force that created rainbows and doggies and kitties and flowers is not going to let you down unless your belief system is conflicting and saying, oh, my God, I can't trust it. It's going to let me down. It has never let us down. We've let us down.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. That's everything, Patty. Thank you. Boy.
Thank you.
Thank you for wrapping that up. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet. Much love to you.
Love you.
Okay, we're going to Phyllis. Hi, baby, in New Mexico.
Hey, Dee, how are you?
Good, what's up?
Good. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I've been in Charlotte, North Carolina all week, and it's just, you know, what you're saying earlier really, of course, syncs up with what I've been going through. It's just coming into this whole different culture, and I'm just not an East Coast person, plus it's the South, and I just couldn't really get my – I found it hard to get my bearings here. And I don't know what that was. I just
– Well, it's – yes, you do. Listen
okay,
to what
I
you
do.
Just said. I'm not an East Coast person. I'm a Southern person. So I'm going to put up a boundary of just being open and going in and seeing what the – you know, where I want to direct and what I want and – using the creative force and holding myself in love, I'm fighting it. And that's the highest, most correct, most complete thing. So everybody just stop and go, where are you fighting yourself? Or where do you think God, the creative force, is fighting you? Because that's you fighting yourself.
Yeah, can I give you an example? Because something really stood out the minute I got here.
Sure.
I had this, like, meeting party thing, and these people came in, and they're like, oh, yeah, y'all just got here, and let me tell you. And they set this intention. I just wanted to stand up and say no. You know, they said this, oh, you're going to be all confused the whole time here. I'm not going to know what's going on, and wait till we have this cocktail party. You have to get together with your group, and you're going to be working on these projects, and then you're all going to have to communicate, and it's just going to be a big snafu, You know, like, I just totally unsettled me. I just, like...
Okay, so Phyllis.
That's not true.
So,
yeah.
Phyllis, you see how plugged in you are?
I know.
Okay.
It was like going from my world into another world.
That's what you did.
Yeah.
Because that's what you believed.
Oh, okay.
So, if I said, you know, every time I walk in my back bedroom, entities attack me. I'm going to create that reality somehow.
Okay. I'm not aware that I came here with that attitude. I was really open and looking forward to connecting with people. And then from the minute I got here, I had people, like, talking really low so I couldn't hear them and giving me wrong information. And somebody else telling me, oh, they're just messing with you. It's just, and they're like, oh, it's the football game. You know, everybody's,
okay.
Everybody's
all right.
Just the football
breathe.
Game.
Breathe.
Okay.
Because... I'm even in reaction to your energy right now. Your energy is so volatile right now that everybody on the line has to go into reaction about it. So if we don't like where we're at, like our first beautiful caller at the office doesn't like when she runs into that person, the energy's going to react more volatility towards you because you don't like being there. And the truth is, you don't like being where you're at, Phyllis. Did you want to be open when you went? I get an absolute yes. Did you want to be there? I get an absolute no.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So wherever you go, there you are, and that means if the place you're in resonates with you and you want to be there, things go a lot more smoothly because you don't get plugged in. But if the place plugs the part of you into, I'm not happy here, and you get plugged in, then you're going to start creating. There's something else they want to give here, too. Sheet, book. Song. Give me a movie.
I always go back to Working Girl because I love that movie.
Okay, The Working Girl.
Working Girl with Melanie Griffin and Harrison Ford. Yeah.
Yeah, and what's it about?
It's about a woman working in New York in the financial district in kind of an admin position, and she wants to move up. And so it's just about
her
struggle.
What do people think
of her? Yeah.
You see, people don't have a lot of respect for her, do they, in the beginning of the film?
Yeah, it's real sexist. And
Yeah. Well, welcome to the part of Phyllis that wants to be healed. Guys, Phyllis, if I played a show from 2 years ago, you would hear this same thing. Now, I want everybody to hear this is how it happens. Your core... Core crap, that's a good, your core crap, you work on it and you expand and you let it go and then you get to deal with it in a higher way and then you get to deal with it in another expanded way and that's how it goes until you put it all down. So this is a great opportunity, Phyllis, for you to put it all down. All right? That's what you're asking the creative force, that wherever you go, you want to be there, you know you're respected, because that's the highest word, you know you're heard, you know you're honored, everywhere you go. And so it is. All right.
Okay.
Go work with that woman, because that's the highest thing.
Thanks,
Dee. Right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Michael in Connecticut. What's up?
Hey, what is the highest guidance coming through for me at this time?
Michael?
Michael?
Take me off speakerphone.
I'm not sure how to do that. My
okay, well, just turn me down then, because we're getting feedback. So, Michael, you call in and ask me that often, and what do I always say to you? What's always the same answer? What your highest guidance is? It's you, baby. Your highest answer is you. So what they're telling me to go to relationships right now, which seems to be another theme today. And Sheets, book, give me a song.
I can see clearly now.
Okay. So this is, and, you know, whatever one person brings in, it's for everybody. In the subject of relationships and the relationships with ourselves and the relationships with the creative force, we claim, I see clearly now. I can see clearly now. I am allowing myself to see clearly now how I'm operating, where I need to bring myself into alignment, and how to involve the creative force as a partner in my life. I see it all clearly now. And the more we claim that, the clearer we see. Do you understand, Michael?
I do.
Okay. Do you have a question about a particular relationship then?
Yeah. Okay, this is going to sound bizarre, but I'm most particularly interested in relationship with self.
Doesn't sound, why would that sound bizarre to me? That's all I teach.
Well,
so
I'm asking,
saying,
I'm very curious how I improve that, and whatever
you know,
else you would say.
Michael, my darling, listen to me. If we keep saying, how can I be better? How can I improve me? What do I need to do? That's automatically saying that we assume we're not there already. We assume that we have to fix ourselves in some way. And who we are follows the direction of who we decide to be. So I would suggest to all of us that I go, I see clearly now, I'm whole, I'm complete, I'm absolutely perfect, I'm in partnership with the one energy, and I just expand continually out into that. That's the highest thing we can know about our relationship with ourselves, is that we're flipping awesome, guys. Right? I'm flipping awesome. There's nothing left to fix. I'm just going to study energy and create me being the happiest, healthiest, financially stable, happy in relationship person that I can be. And so it is. But again, who you are follows the decision and the choice of who you decide you are. So the happier you are with you, the happier you are with you in life. Do you understand?
I do, and once again, it's very deep. I thank you.
You bet, Michael. Thank you. Good question. That tied, of course, everything in that we're talking about today. Anna in New York. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. Thank you so much. This has been a great call, as always. I'm feeling that I'm missing something. My cat is having some kind of a painful experience, and I know so many healing modalities. I've done a bunch of healing modalities on socks, and he still has this discomfort. So what in me is causing this kind of a block?
It went to no the whole time you were talking, Anna.
Okay.
So it's a true statement that you're not doing anything wrong. It's a true statement that you're not missing anything. It is a true statement that he's bringing something forward for you to know and understand.
Okay.
Okay, and we're going to the sheets. First sheet. One, two, five. Well, gosh, we're back to this again, of course. It's the cocktail on sheet one. He wants you to know and remember, you're the creation of you. Mm-hmm. So is he.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So maybe the highest thing I'm getting is that he would like you to allow him the freedom to create who he is. Now, see, you want to take away his pain.
Mm-hmm.
Our other caller wanted to take away her son's pain.
Mm-hmm.
One of our callers wanted to relieve her own pain from the coworker she was with. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, all cats, dogs, all of our furry friends that we love are a part of the creative force and a part of the God energy that chooses what the direction of that creative force and focus of that creative force is.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to try giving over your cat's healing to your cat.
Okay.
And let me know, will you?
Yes.
Because he's trying to teach you, you can't save everybody. And it's not your job to save everybody.
Okay.
Your job, and I'm speaking to all of you that actually practice healing out there, your job is to create the environment so that the being that you're working with can heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, along and in partnership with the creative force. There's gotten to be a little bit of ego involved, Anna,
mm-hmm.
in your healing modalities.
I felt like I gave it my best. I took him to the vet. And the veterinarian care, I felt, was good, and still he's having the experience. So there's some other message? Is there any other message?
No, it's just, you know, how old is he?
Six.
He's six. Well, I'm not getting that he's trying to get out of here.
Okay.
But for some reason, he wants to keep creating this.
Okay. Well, this is putting a dent in my finances as well.
Of course. Can you let it go? I know that's not the words you want to hear, because everything in us goes, no, it's my job. I got to save him. That's, you know. But, you know, like an alcoholic, honey, sometimes the energy doesn't want to be saved. And we can't understand that.
Right.
Because we think everybody and all energy should want to stick around here. Your kitty might just be done. And it might be gas that's going to pass on its own. But the lesson for you is to let go, support the kitty in its own healing. That's
okay.
The message we're getting. You know, ask the creative force to come in and work with him, and ask the cat to be open to that, and then you got to let go.
So the sense of hopelessness needs to just be given to the universe.
Well, the sense of hopelessness comes from control. I'm hopeless because I can't control things.
Got it.
And that's not faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's ego.
Okay.
You understand? And we're all getting the message here, because we're, you know, all I wanted to do was save my dad and now other people in my family from drinking. Nothing I do makes any difference. God helps him. The creative force helps the person who helps himself by choosing. And the same is true, they're saying, with kitty cats. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
You bet.
Love you, bye.
I know it's hard. It's so hard. Because we look at our animals as helpless and totally dependent on us. And when I say that's true, I get a big no. Big no. Okay, we're going to Jennifer in Maryland. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, so I'm a first-time caller.
Hi, yippee! Welcome.
And I'll plug for Dana Wild too. She's amazing, and I have I'm in the midst of the Train Your Brain, so I'm excited for the Wednesday call too.
Oh,
so.
Goody.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
excited
so,
to have you,
I've
Jennifer.
I'm conflicted. You know, I'm working on being the best version of myself, and I'm trying to determine if I'm creating more or less karma by staying in my contract with my husband. I'm just
okay. First of all, my channel doesn't believe in karma. The
okay.
way my channel explains karma is decision making,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to be happy, no matter
mm-hmm.
what, there's no karma. If you decide
okay.
not to be happy because of the story you're dragging, there's instant karma.
Ah.
Do you
okay,
get it?
That helps.
Okay. All right. Now, there's something you need to realign within yourself, which is affecting the relationship. And a lot of this has been on relationships, by the way, this call. So we're going to the sheets. Song. My God, we're going to a book. We never go to a book. I have no books in here. We're going to Bright Light. Oh, look at that. It's right over on the table. I didn't even know I had one of my books in here. And I have to go to a page number, so hold on. Oh, this is when you really know you're in the channel. I love this stuff. 0 to 100, 100 to 50. 100 to 10, 10 through 20, 13, 25, 26. Page 127, those of you that have Bright Light, if you want to go to it later. Hold on. Thank God I have my glasses here. Here. All right, I'm supposed to read you this paragraph. The next morning he was there when I arrived. With tears in his eyes, he walked up, took a breath, and proclaimed, "I'm sorry, Ms. Wallace. I think you're the bravest person I've ever met." And then he collapsed into my arms. Alan became an A student and one of my closest student friends. This was about a story about a student who, when I was teaching school, said, "I wouldn't get in your car right now after school because it'll blow up and you'll die." And I looked him in the eye and I said, "You know what? I don't think that's who you are. I don't see you as that way. I see you as brilliant and talented and somebody who just wants to be loved. So I'm going to love you as that person, and I'm going to get in my car." And that's what happened the day after. So what is it that you're not seeing? That's the highest place we're going, in your husband. What is the good that you're not seeing in him?
I don't know. I mean, there are moments of these great times that we have, and it's sort of a reminder, like, oh, that's it, right there.
Okay.
And then there are other times.
Well, no, they don't want you to go the other times. They want you to focus on those times, and if you listen to Abraham Hicks, they explain it really well. Focus on what you want. Find the points of joy and happiness that you want and keep focusing on that, and then they expand. Now, the part in you that continues, there's a part in you that continues, those are the highest words, to look at what needs to be fixed everywhere in your life. Is that true?
Fixed everywhere in my life.
In every subject. This needs to be fixed at work, and this needs to be fixed in me, and this needs to be fixed in the house. This needs to be, in other words,
yeah.
What's wrong? Is that true?
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah. I take on way too much and don't
and again,
allow
Yeah,
him.
You try to fix it, you try to save it, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and this is a perfect ending to a very perfect show. Again, the message is, don't fix things. There's nothing for you to fix, nothing for you to save. There's everything for you to create. This is what I want. So I want harmony with my husband. I want fun with my husband. I want those sparks to be reignited with my husband. Again, I want to be open to that. And I'm asking the creative force now. I've given you very clear direction. God, the creative force that creates everything. And I can feel you right now as a part of me. Let's create this. And then we have an integrated us that is not separated in any way, fighting ourselves. We don't have one part of us saying, yes, this is what I want, and the other part of us going, no, I have to look at what's wrong. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to balance everything in this show, claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. That is our greatest direction and partnership with the creative force. That's who I want to be. I am divine love, which means unconditional love, which means no matter the conditions, I stay in love. Now, that doesn't mean that you can stay in love and still leave him if you can't hold on to who you are. And I remind you that wherever you go, Jennifer, there you are. So this is a great opportunity to bring back into balance and alignment with love everything in you so you don't take it with you any longer. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Many blessings, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
My gosh. Well, all of this, everything that we talked about today, you see, about the saving and looking for what's wrong and going into reaction, all of this is what Dana is going to show us how to get out of and how to do it on Wednesday night. So please join us for our first webinar of 2016. We're going to be doing some powerful ones this year. And please continue to support Bubbleopaloo. Get our message out. Get the I Love Me movement out into the world. Bring people to the show. Share the e-blast. And love yourself and love yourself and love yourself more, because you know it's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.